let's talk a little bit about your family, your mom and dad. What do you think was the hardest part for them coming to America?
Probably the number one thing is leaving everything and knowing they're going into the unknown and starting over. And so I see so much courage in that. I mean, a lot of immigrant families do that, but I've never done that. There's been a period in my life where I've had to start all over because you hit your certain rock bottom or you hit your darkness. But making that conscious decision of really leaving everything you love, letting go of all material possessions, and just saying, I'm going to take this risk and this chance to start over and see if there's possibility to achieve something bigger and better. And it's not just for them, it was for their family. It was for their children, because at that time it was me and my sister. So, you know, that's that selfless act and having that drive and power to just do that. And people ask me, like, what inspires you? How are you so motivated? You know, I've found my internal fire, but the number one motivation that I have is my parents. Just seeing them, how hard they work. Like, it's a very empowering feeling that when I've seen what they've done, that it makes me like, hey, they've gone through this, they've done this, I can do this, I can go through this.
Is it important for you to make them proud?
It is. It is. I think that's probably a big driving force too. Just seeing my parents light up, because I just want them to feel that all their sacrifices were worth it. Yeah. And, you know, whether it be only my job out of the three of us or it's all three of the children's job, yeah. I know I probably put more weight on my shoulders to try to be the best that I can in everything that I do. But it also does give me a certain self accomplishment and self-satisfaction that, hey, I achieved this. I was able to reach this. So I want to make my parents proud, but also just finding this invincibility within my own self.